Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Bills, an 8-point favorite Sunday night. Third home game in a row, and 8 is the lowest spread of the three games. Of course, the Bills did not cover either of their previous two, Miami and New Orleans, but I wonder if that's really a talking point in their meetings, you know? We didn't cover these games. Probably not. They did win them. Seems like that's good enough.
Who did I see? Mac Jones. Now I'm worried that this isn't a real thing, and maybe it was fake. But I thought I saw something today how Mac Jones said after yesterday's game that Kyle Shanahan had come to him at some point during the week, kiddingly complaining about the spread growing. That they were getting bumped down here. Like, this is what is happening? And Jones, the quote I saw, Jones is acting like he had no idea like what he was even talking about, which, you know, okay.
I guess that's what you say if you're at all suspicious of the question.
I guess, but I thought it was interesting that if that's real, that Kyle Shanahan was bringing up to his quarterback, like, man, we're 8.5. What's going on?
Yeah, what you don't want Jones to say there is, yeah, but the props aren't really changing that much. That line went up like a rocket, which is one of those that made, I think, the smart players that made it easier to side with the Rams. Because when you see that, like, all right, well, everybody agrees. But San Francisco covers and even wins.
Yeah.
With us now, the host of Bet Sweats, Sam Panayotovich. Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Sam's in Boston. He can be a Patriots insider if we want. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Of course, Sam is not a Patriots insider. In fact, he's a big Bills backer this year. And Sam, here they are again. You have to give more than a touchdown to win.
I'd lay it before I'd take it, for sure. I heard you guys yesterday. I had to listen for the touchdown boys with Joe O. I had to. So thank you for sharing that with me again. These guys have just been giving out Thursday Night Football missiles, and they're all hitting and connecting, which is awesome. Kudos to you guys. But I heard Joe say you guys are saying, don't lay the points, huh?
So I was listening to that conversation myself, and he even sort of got there when you were talking. I feel like he knew he was overstating it a little bit. Basically, I don't know about Bulldog. I think this was both of us, though. Just saying, I wouldn't pick them in Survivor because I'm not that confident that they'll win this game. I think New England's kind of interesting here. That's it.
Yeah, I've said I wouldn't be really surprised at all if New England won the game. So I don't want to go near an 8.5 or an eight-point spread. I think this is a very good quarterback. I think, coming into his own. A lot of the metrics on him, you know, EPA per dropback and stuff, is I think he might be third behind Allen, and I don't know who's one. And I think the Bills' pass defense has not really been tested yet this season, Sam. So I'm a little – I think they'll score, and I'm not expecting that New England will win the game, but it wouldn't surprise me if they did. So the number's just a little big for me.
The counter to that would be the Patriots have played three horrible teams and a really bad Steelers defense. I mean, we could play the stat game all we want, but I'd like to see it against a really good team in their building. Remember, this Patriots team almost lost to the Dolphins and could easily be 1-3. They also could have beaten the Steelers, but they fumbled 8 million times at the goal line. So it's a very inconsistent team. I just don't think offense, defense, special teams, they're anywhere near Buffalo. And we've also never seen this kid, play a team like this with expectations. Because I think a lot of people are saying, oh, Drake May's good. He's progressing. He's getting better. That all may be true. I want to see it against an elite team, and you guys have an elite team.
Yeah, we did. We did. With that in mind, we talked to Mike Giardi from the Boston Sports Journal yesterday. Whenever the Patriots are on the schedule, that's our go-to guy. And he said May can be kind of jittery at the start of games, like just too amped up. That was something to maybe keep in your back pocket for the beginning of this game. Like maybe the Bills can get him early and shake him a little bit.
First half, first quarter bets?
Yeah.
I will say, Sunday night, you guys wearing the Tony Montana whites, that's going to be intimidating. So if Buffalo can – say they take the kickback or go right down the field and it's 7-0, I'm going to feel really good about it. And then that live line is going to go to 10.5, 11.5. At which point, if you want to take the Patriots, you could take 11.5. I really want to see what happens early in the game. I'd also like to know, like, thumbs up, thumbs down on Ed Oliver, Milano. I have no idea. I'm assuming they play.
Trending up,
but it's not known for sure. It's, you know, gonna come down. They're both listed as questionable. They did work limited all 3 days this week in practice, which is encouraging because I don't think they were on the field at all last week.
Sean McDermott is on WGR Friday mornings around 11, and you guys were saying this today, like, I want to know what's going to happen. He'll often rule out players. He did that today for two other guys. So if they're out, he's not going to play games. He'll tell us who's not playing, and he didn't do that with Milano or with Oliver. So that, I guess, maybe, you know, feels good.
You win this one, Mike. You go from minus 3,000 to win the division to what? Minus 5,000? I mean, is that the nail in the coffin for the East after a win on Sunday? Could be.
Do they keep it on the board? Do we still play that if that happens?
Right.
I mean, you said about – go ahead.
DraftKings has 1,800. I don't see what FanDuel has. MGM has minus 3,000. So – while minus 1,800 is expensive, it's not minus 3,000, if you know what I mean. Maybe you can, like, parlay that with other things, like the Bills to win the East and something else to happen, maybe a long shot or something.
This is maybe something I might have said with Joe, where he got the vibe that he got. The bet is the Patriots right now to win the division, because if they win the game,
they're one back.
They're one back with a tiebreaker on the road, and they have the easiest schedule of all time. So, like, that would, those numbers would change, or you bet the Bills on Monday if that happens. I guess you could do that and get a reasonable price.
I'm not even thinking about that. I got the Patriots in reverse survivor. Let's go.
Okay. San Francisco last night, you pointed out this morning on BetSweats how they've now won three division games, and they're doing it, I mean, without so many key players. It's ironic that McCaffrey is playing through all this. He's the healthy one, but the quarterback and all their receivers, so many guys are out. How do you see the NFC West now? I heard you guys say you like Tampa and Seattle a little bit. The Rams, it's a bad loss. Nobody likes Arizona. What happens there?
Seattle's the one team that I'm still trying to figure out, because I'm skeptical about Sam Darnold doing this over an entire season again. I could be way off there. Their defense is really, really good, and that's what Mike McDonald does. That's why they brought him in there, to turn their defense up. And, you know, they have quickly morphed from a very bad defense that was 30th in the league in yards 3 years ago to now they're like top 10 in every defensive category. So defense does win games in the NFL. I like I like the Niners more. I mean, Bulldog, I think Mike might have been off. It might have been you and Sal when I was at the golf course at the bachelor party or whatever, and I was like, Bills over Niners. And I got a lot of pushback from a lot of people. Not you guys, but a lot of people were like, oh, the Niners, blah, blah, blah. I mean, they're playing without five of their best six defensive players, and they're still – or offensive players, and they're still winning. It's remarkable how well they're coached on offense with Shanahan, obviously, and defense with Saleh. But, I mean, you got McCaffrey and then a bunch of backups and maybe CFL guys winning games. It's a testament to how well they're coached. I'm not going to shy away. I hope they get healthy down the road because I've got some nice tickets on them to win the NFC.
I've got NFC West exact order of finish. Order of finish. Seattle, San Francisco, Arizona, L.A. And all they're giving me now is even money on this. Which, you know, it's week five. I'm not interested in even money.
No, who wants that?
But there's a nice win there if that actually LA has to lose its lose its way. I mean, that's still there's still a lot of good players there, including the future offensive player of the year, right, Sam?
The one guy we talked about on this show in the summer was Nacua, and I didn't bet it.
Oh no.
Did not.
Okay, well, you said it. You didn't bet it, but you said it.
You mentioned you like Tampa in Seattle. Aren't they severely, speaking of teams that are getting by, aren't they really damaged injury-wise?
Well, the O-line's been an issue for sure, and I'm looking right now. If people want to know, I look at Arledge every morning, O-R-U-L-A-D-S. Mm. Outstanding.
I have a tab open on my screen every day here.
It looks like, I mean, obviously we know Evans and Irving are hurt. Their line is, I mean, getting better, I guess. But I just love Baker as a dog. He's outstanding. Joe had the stat. He's like 65% as a starter in the NFL against the spread. And you could just never kill that team. Now, I guess if you're down a couple of weapons and you're playing with a kind of moved around line, that would fit into the bill. But Darnold's never also been great as a favorite. So I just think it's more of a trend thing for Joe.
Gotcha.
And I was happy to kind of say, yeah, I'll take 3.5.
Two of the top quarterbacks from the 18 draft, Mayfield and Darnold, former Panthers both this weekend in Seattle.
On their fourth teams? How many teams is
at least?
Right. Mayfield, I know, I think that's the right number. I'm not sure about Darnold.
Darnold has got to be at least four. San Francisco.
Yeah, it's at least four. About San Francisco, yeah.
Quarterbacks from the 18 draft even. Lamar Jackson misses, probably, Sam, if it's not official, and that's worth a touchdown in the spread. I mean, so few players, I mean, non-quarterbacks especially, move the line. With Lamar Jackson missing a game, and there are lots of other injuries with Baltimore, but that's like a 6 or 7 point move. I wonder what Allen would be. How much of that is some reflection on the backup quarterback? And because I would say to that, how much do we really know? Like, what do we base our opinion of Cooper Rush on? A couple games with Dallas, whatever we might have thought of him as a prospect when he was drafted. It feels like maybe
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
There could be an edge in perhaps the market assuming too much about what they think a team's backup really is.
It's an inexact science. You know, an odds maker would tell you he has the answer. But, I mean, how do you say, oh, well, Josh Allen's worth seven and Lamar's worth six? Like, who weighs that and who grades that? That's ridiculous to say that that's absolute. But generally speaking, they've always said the best quarterbacks are worth about 7 points. And those guys this year would be Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, Burrow. I guess the average quarterback is a zero. So an odds maker, when he says a quarterback's worth seven, he's saying seven minus zero is seven. So, you know, if Patrick Mahomes' backup was Lamar Jackson, Mahomes would only be worth one, essentially. So it's really relative to who your backup is. And I think odds makers are not very high on the Buffalo backup, so that explains the value on Allen. But, yeah, I don't know, like, who's slapping numbers on at a show with a sign in the air with a number on it. Like, it's an inexact science, but it's clear who the top quarterbacks in the league are.
Wonder what Mac Jones' number would be at this point after.
Oh, man, that's a good question. Probably like three in that system. Mm-hmm. Now, like Purdy to Jones, probably about three.
Is my Dak Prescott for MVP ticket dead? Like, tear it up?
I would never tear it up, Mike. You never know what's going to happen.
Never tear it up.
There used to be a guy when I worked at the South Point in Vegas. He would walk around the casino and pick up slips. And he was just hoping to find one of those winners that didn't make it out of there. You know, some people walk out of the book and leave their bets. I'm pulling up the price right now. I don't want to say dead, but the team is just a defensive disaster. And it looks, I don't know what it is, Bulldog. They're missing something on that side of the ball. I can't quite put my finger on what.
Yeah, I don't know.
Missing.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Some would say pass rush. Maybe, but, you know, they didn't want to spend, you know, too much of their cap on three guys, Sam, as we got the, like, apology tour for Jerry Jones early in the season. Every network has taken their turn making sure that Jerry Jones's message got out there. So, you know, that might be it.
It is very funny. In a league that tries to win with young quarterbacks on their rookie contracts, he paid the quarterback and a number one receiver and let the best defensive player go. I mean, teams are trying to draft young, build around the quarterback, and then win before you got to pay him. Jerry paid him and then paid the receiver, who ironically enough got hurt when they used him like a running back. Yes. Make that make sense.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything tomorrow cooking that you're interested in? I have one specific question about Notre Dame hosting Boise State. The number I see on that is 20.5, and this is not any kind of a study. This just feels like a game that I would flip into at about 7 o'clock while Boise State is driving for a go-ahead field goal. And Notre Dame, the announcer, everyone's in a panic in South Bend. But, I mean, it's anecdotal entirely.
I hope you're wrong, but I totally, as somebody who's laid big numbers with Marcus Freeman before, I've lived it. I was laying 17 or 18 in a game where Toledo's up in the final minute, and I'm like, oh, good bet, nerd. You know, I got to win by three touchdowns, and I'm down 3 points or something like that. That said, Boise's not going to get a lot of stops in the game, guys. They shouldn't. Notre Dame's quarterback, if you haven't watched a lot, he's really young. C.J. Carr, he's a freshman. His numbers are up there with anybody in terms of, like, these advanced metrics and the quarterback rating and all that. He's been unbelievable. And some scouts that I talk to say that he's the best prospect in college. I hate that we have to rush right there, but that's mm-hmm. what we do, right? That's our society. I think Notre Dame could win, like, 42-14. I laid it. And I also, my favorite play this week, I know we all had Bama last week, Roll Tide. when Alabama went to Nashville last year and lost to Vandy, the number was 23. Now the game a year later is in Tuscaloosa and the line's only 10.5. Mm-hmm. That's a mistake. Bama could blow them out.
Before you go, Sam, got a favorite baseball bet? I got Scooble through Joe for the World Series MVP, and I'm enjoying that. Whether it's an award or a winner, what's your number one baseball feel right now?
All my baseball bets are dead, Mike. So you tell me what's a bet, and I'll bet it. I like the Dodgers in the series minus 120. I do.
Back on the horse, right? Isn't that what we do, Bulldog, in these situations?
It didn't take long. It took me like 10 seconds to get there.
I know. You didn't need me.
All my baseball bets are the Dodgers.
That's right. Guess who has one baseball bet?
He didn't even
take
a breath at the end of that sentence before he said Dodgers.
Atta boy. All right, Sam. Thanks. Enjoy your weekend.
All right. Let's go, Bama.
Sam Paniatovich, Bet Sweats, weekday mornings 9 to noon on the Odyssey app and the Bet 1520. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. We'll do picks at 4 today with Pete Overzet, Sal Capaccio, and a Sabres game still to come. So let me go, you know, in the same vein. I don't have a bet. Dodgers. I need to make mine. Picks. Just, you know, more casual in one sense, more serious in another. These are the ones that I think I've actually really bet on. But I usually don't actually bet on these games. It's just sort of on the air, sticking your neck out.
I usually will include, you know, I don't bet on a single game ever. So usually my college game works its way into like some four-leg thing on Saturday. So I'll probably do that again.
All right, that's coming up. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Football Friday on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.